The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult, for consenting adults, over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy.
Hello? Is someone there? I can't see you. Please speak if you're there. Oh, there you are. You startled me. Come in. Get out of the ferocious weather and dry off. Oh, you're in no trouble. In fact, this is a sanctuary. That's why we have no door. To show you that we are always welcome to those in need. Like you, weary traveler. Yes. I am blind. I cannot see you, but I hear you fine. And no one comes this far out into the wilds without being weary. I am Sister Tenebrea. What might I call you? A good name, an old one too, with greater meaning than you know. If you simply wish to weather the storm, then you may remain here in the sanctuary. Otherwise, you can follow me. We have food, beds, and there are others who are very eager for your company and the word from the outside world. It is quite a ways down the stairs and corridor. Would you believe that only three of us live here? It used to be much busier centuries ago. Hundreds of sisters took the oaths and kept to the dark. They grew their own food and made their own clothes for the poor, sung hymns to the great ones, and copied many important manuscripts. What happened? Well, partly it's just the passing of time, but really, here we are. Perfect timing.
Who do you bring to us, Sister Tenebrea? It is late in the evening, and there are many evil men upon the roads this hour.
Sister Lacrima, remember both your hospitality and your oaths. Come in, sir. You look drenched. Oh, you must have thought you could have taken the road through the hills and reached an inn by nightfall. The road looks short on a map, but as you now know, it winds through valleys and around rocks and across rivers. It's at least 2 days on foot.
I'm sorry, sir. Sister Suspiria is correct, if eager. You're welcome to spend this night by our fire. We have simple food, bread and stew. You may have as much of it as you wish. Please, sit down.
And here, let me pour you some of our beer. We brew it ourselves. Try it.
Our visitor was asking me why there were so few of us. Sister Lacrimea is our lore keeper. Sister, perhaps you could explain it to him.
Of course. I could go on and on about our abbey's storied past, but the important facts are easier to relate. There used to be many orders of monks and nuns, all reporting one way or another to His Holiness in Rome. Even before the Protestants had their little uprising, there were many heresies, such as the Lollards, the Cacodemons, and the Cathars. You've probably heard of a few of them, even in this more enlightened age. The church cracked down on any and all of them, and those who looked like them as well. Our abbey was undefended and independent of any established order.
So it was an easy target. Many sisters were arrested. The young ones were put in new convents. The old ones were burned alive. Some of them, anyway. Others were spared, although it isn't certain why.
And with the passage of time, the church, in its infinite wisdom and forgetfulness, abandoned its little crusade against us. Those of us who had escaped the purges returned and restored the abbey and its sacred missions.
But there were never many of us after that. For our own safety, we let most of the compound fall into ruins. And we only had a few sisters at any time. No more than 20. But however many of us there are, is exactly enough.
The great ones provide.
The great ones provide. Really? You don't use or refer to the great ones in your church at home? Well, it's just a general term for Jesus and his apostles. They are all certainly great, are they not?
Oh, you look so suspicious. As if three sisters of the cloth could pose any threat to such a handsome and strong man as yourself?
Why, you pose more of a threat to us than we ever could to you. You could do anything you wanted to us.
How could three helpless ladies of the cloth resist either your strong arms or your seductive ways?
Yes, I must confess that I have had several impious thoughts already, dear traveler. Are you working your charms upon us innocent, sweet brides of God already?
Oh, don't look so concerned, traveler. We are far from the world, and at times our humor is a bit different than what one might expect in polite society. We do not fear you.
We can tell that you mean us no harm. As I said above, this is a sanctuary.
In fact, to tell the utmost truth, we are a sanctuary as well.
I do not wish to affront your morals, stranger, but we are forbidden from resisting.
Sister Suspiria is young, traveler. She is still a bit shy and coy. We are prohibited from opposing any attempt from others to use our bodies for their pleasure.
Is it so strange? Does not the good book tell one to turn the other cheek, should one be struck? It is just so. If you push one of us down, we shall part our legs for you. Much like our abbey, we have removed our barriers. We belong to the world, and exist to be debased by it.
Oh, please, don't look so concerned, sir. You're simply in a different part of the world, with different manners and customs. We all took our vows willingly and very seriously. To be taken in the service of the Great Ones is an honor indeed, more so than even sacred martyrdom.
Of course, it is simply important for you to understand the form of our hospitality and what it takes. On that note, we are obliged to ask you to sign our guest ledger. Please record your name, place of residence, and date of birth.
As it happens, that is a rather auspicious day in our religion. Do you happen to know what time?
Yes, it is important to us.
Peace. We will still feed you and provide you with shelter. Either way, it's simply part of our belief system to take this information, to see what place our visitors take in the stars, and more importantly, the void.
The void is the end and the beginning. The world was created out of its dark waters, and one day, it will return to its icy womb.
Oh my. At that exact time.
Interesting indeed. It would seem this is a most fortunate meeting.
Truly, you must accept our further hospitality. Please, have some more beer. We have far too much.
So, traveler, may I sit closer? Do you have a wife? Or perhaps an intended?
Now, Sister Suspiria, that's a very impertinent question to ask of our new friend. Besides,
it doesn't matter to us. What are mortal obligations before the will of the Great Ones? And it is their will that you be here this night.
Please, traveler, please be calm. We would never force you to do anything that you did not want.
Nor would we speak of anything that occurs within our walls. That is for us only.
Tonight, you had a choice before you. You could have continued your journey through the storm and reached the next town, perhaps by noon tomorrow. You would have risked your health and been miserable, but you could have done so. Instead, you chose the wiser course of finding shelter, and so you have clean lodgings, good food, and us. Now you have another choice. I can lead you into the next room over. There, you will find a small bed, long disused, but comfortable. You will sleep soundly and safely, and then tomorrow we shall feed you again and bid you farewell.
The other choice is to follow me. Down this stair, where you might claim delights other than simple food and shelter.
No. We won't tell you exactly what manner of pleasures await you. But then again, you're a man of the world. You must have bedded women before. Do we have to explain? I wonder, though, have you ever bedded three at the same time? Brides of the great ones who would resist you not at all, no matter what kind of perversions you forced upon them.
Good. I'm so glad you've chosen to follow Sister Suspiria. She will prepare you. Sister Lachmyra and I will join you shortly. We need time to gather a few things.
Do not worry. Sister Suspiria may be inexperienced, but she is young and so eager to ensure you have experienced all our hospitality has to offer.
Come, traveler. Follow me. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Could you repeat the question? Yes. My vows are such that would you have taken me upstairs, bent me over the table by force, pulled my habit up and ravished me in front of my sisters, I would not have resisted. I would not have done anything to inconvenience you. I would have enjoyed every moment of it. And thank the great ones for the opportunity to receive your cum. If it is not too forward of me, I hope very much to do so before the night ends. Here we are, traveler. The chamber of the outer dark. As all things become one in the void, so the congregation becomes one here. We have held many rites, but in all my time at the Abbey, I have never attended one with a man present. Oh, but I am so very fortunate, traveler. Please, this is a bit difficult for me, but please remove your clothes and sit upon the padded rug in the center, inside the circle of invocation. Under the hanging lamp. We shall all join you at the right moment. Yes, I too must remove my habit. And my underthings. No worldly garments are allowed during the ritual. Only ceremonial ones.
Sister Suspiria speaks true. We've taken the liberty of removing our garments as well. I hope you don't mind us bearing ourselves.
Yes, I believe you will find our forms pleasing. Perhaps we are not as young as Sister Suspiria, but we have kept ourselves in fine condition.
Please, sister, you are both quite beautiful. You have certainly taken your share of the traveler's gaze.
Yes, traveler. According to our rituals, all we're permitted to wear are these black leather harnesses, covering nothing at all. They allow you to see the sheen of oil I applied to my large breasts, and how puckered and tight my nipples have become, even as you gaze at me in the light.
And the nectar dripping down my thighs from my pussy. Look what you've done to us by sharing our table.
And my pussy is still fully shaven. I will not be permitted to grow any hair there until I am properly ravished. Will you do that for me, good traveler? Will you ravish me, please?
Now, sister. It's not our place to ask such things of our guests. It's only for us to be accommodating.
Wet and ready and touching ourselves for the traveler's pleasure.
Of course, sister. I'm sorry, traveler, if I've offended. Instead, I shall remain silent and simply lay back in front of you, part my legs, and finger myself.
And you're already so hard. So close to coming, aren't you? The road is a lonely place, and we are so willing for you.
Shall I begin? The right, sisters?
Yes. Begin it at once.
Great ones. Nameless and named, formless and embodied, we call to thee with this communion of flesh.
Let the chosen one use us. Use us. We are yours.
Eat this bread, the flesh of the forgotten one. He who died so that others may both know the gate and become it. It will change you. Give you the stamina to breed us all night, and align your form to be more like that of the great ones. Good. Eat all of it.
Drink this wine, the blood of the beast. Can you not taste the whore of Babylon who wrote him? Good. It will allow you to take your full pleasure with all three of us this night. You shall neither run out of seed, nor shall you cease being hard, until you have come as much as you should desire.
Taste my fingers slick with my nectar, for we sisters are the gate, and we are the blessed by the void. Feel how your cock surges even harder and larger. Have you ever been so hard and long for a woman before this night?
Use us.
We are yours. We serve all those that came before. Hail Hecate, Lady of the Gate of Death. Let those who seek true wisdom kneel and sup upon your sex.
Hail Arishkigal, Lady of the Gate of Night. Let those who seek true wisdom see only your shadow.
Hail Lilith, Lady of the Gate of Knowledge. Let those who seek true wisdom satisfy your wrathful desires.
Do not be afraid of the changes. They only improve you. We seek only to tempt and please you so that you might violate us. See the want in our eyes?
Yes, please! Please? See how my hips rise and fall. How I squirm with lust. I've never had a man inside of me. I'm a pure virgin, unsullied by any man. I cannot stand it. I need your cock.
You say it is a sin to do so, but is it truly a sin? If only we know of it. These halls hold many secrets. Only the great ones will witness our joining, and they encourage your violations. Would it be so bad to mount us?
To fuck us?
To breed us?
Yes. Breed us.
Yes, come to me. Fuck me.
Do not listen to the insolent little slut. Do what you want with her.
Yes, silence her pleading with your cock.
Sir, you implore me to kneel before you, and I comply, but I need...
Service him, sister. Take him deep in your throat, as you were taught.
Yes, sister. My apologies, traveler. I shall do better.
Do not hesitate to fill our youngest sister's throat with your cum. She has not earned your invasions in her most sacred spaces. Not yet.
Do not presume to object to anything our guest desires. Remember your vows, sister.
That's it, traveler. Speed up. Don't stop.
We see you swelling. Rising. Filling her throat. Now fill her mouth and belly with your cum.
Oh, traveler, you have blessed me. I have never tasted anything better. Truly, you must be the chosen one. And look, your cock is still hard.
Mm-hmm. Did you doubt the wine? No matter. Traveler, we know you have many lusts to sate and... Oh, fuck. You handle my breasts so roughly, sir.
Does Sister Lacamaire's attitude of authority offend you? Don't hesitate. Put the bitch in her place. Remind her that you are the one in charge.
Yes, sir. Yes. On my hands and knees. Like a proper bitch, sir. Please.
See how he thrusts himself inside of her, lubricated with my spit and his cum.
You're so rough.
Yes, sister. It is not as you have wanted. One of his hands digging into your waist, holding you in place and the other in your hair, forcing your face down while he thrust inside you mercifully. Truly, you're blessed this day.
Yes. Yes. Please bless me with your violations. Oh, chosen one. Bless me. Oh, fuck. It hurts so much.
I cannot help but be envious, sister. He fucks your pussy even harder than he fucked my face. I so want that.
Then earn it, sister. Go to him now. Press yourself into his body. Touch him all over. Show him what a ready little slut you are.
Yes, sister. Traveler, do you like my hands on your body? Have you never had a woman kiss you and press her body into yours while you fuck another? Do you enjoy having your balls played with while you penetrate her so? Is it not delightful to know that there are those here who willingly sacrifice themselves to the basest of your lusts?
Oh, fuck. The stars of your birth did not lie. You still swell inside me. You still grow larger.
Not just his cock. His whole body grows. Good, good. Come in her.
Yes.
Oh, God. He's coming so much. It's too much.
Breathe, sister, breathe. You have survived, and you are truly blessed. The proof is running out of you even as we speak.
Yes. Oh, thank you, traveler.
Sisters, he is still larger. I'm afraid.
I feel myself changing. My womb is filled with this child. Look how my belly swells. Join me, sisters, and be bred by the chosen one.
Take Sister Suspiria, traveler. Take her and breed her into the gate as you have Lacrimira. Oh,
sir, you... Oh, dear. I shall remember my vows. Even as he pushes me onto my back, I shall not resist. Even as he parts my legs, even as he puts my thighs upon his shoulders, even as he...
Good, sister. You're violated. You are truly one of us now.
Yes. Fuck her. Fuck our sister. She is but a receptacle for your cum. Breed her womb into a gate.
The great ones preserve me. He stretches me so I can hardly bear his thrust.
Accept his penetration, sister. Do not fight it. Feel the pain and pleasure combine.
His arms lengthen and change. His form grows to be that of Belial. Yes, draw his blessed clamat again and again.
Sisters, I cannot. He is... Oh, so deep. I feel like I will split.
Then you shall be a blessed martyr for the great ones.
Become his gate, sister. Become it.
Oh, he comes again. So much cum flows from me. I am violated and ruined. Thank you, traveler.
See how her belly swells to match your own, sister. You are both blessed.
Only your womb remains unsullied, dear sister Tenebrea.
He is huge now, but we shall help you. I will take one leg.
And I the other. And we shall spread you as wide as you can go.
Thank you, sisters. Traveler, I am open to you. Spread wide to the point of pain. I ache for you. I ache for your cock. You have become his instrument. You have bred my sisters, and now breed me.
You, sister.
We are here for you. See how he lifts her in his arms as if she weighs nothing at all. See how easily he moves her on and off his cock.
This is truly a miracle.
Bear the pain, sister. You are the most worthy of us all.
Yes. You who freely gave your sight to better understand the darkness.
He comes again.
A third time. A third breeding.
Thank you, traveler.
We've almost completed the rites.
Oh, you were so close, good traveler.
One more thing to do, and it shall be complete.
We are now all bred.
See how our bellies swell? We shall bear your children before this night is through.
Come one more time as we kneel before you, pleading.
So it is written in the sacred violations of Belial. Blessed is she who feeds and shelters the traveler on his long journey, for she will find the chosen one.
Blessed is she whose womb is invaded by the chosen one, for he is the key and she is but the gate. Her sisters will herald her as the mother of the new darkness.
And most blessed is she who is baptized in the Chosen One's seed, for her name shall be whispered with reverence by the dead stars. Cover us with your cum.
Baptize us.
Yes. He comes again.
There's so much.
And it tastes so pure.
Belial is reborn.